Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up, while AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, July 9th, 2024, and we have a great mix of cryptocurrency headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Restaking sector speeds up amid miner surrender. HTX's liquid restaking event has been a success, with over 100,000 participants and APYs reaching up to 88%. The sector is thriving as Bitcoin miners surrender post-halving, signaling a market bottom. Restaking projects like BounceBit and ETHFire gaining momentum, offering a market buzz. Restaking introduces new DeFi possibilities, attracting over $20 billion in assets. HTX's liquid restaking stands out with on-chain airdrops, no lockups, and strict risk management. Updates include RBB redemption and double daily RETHFi giveaway. HTX continues to expand the event, increasing quotas and introducing premium projects. Founded in 2013, HTX has grown into a comprehensive blockchain ecosystem, offering various services to global crypto enthusiasts.
HTX Ventures invests in Lombard to develop the Bitcoin restaking ecosystem. HTX Ventures, the global investment arm of the cryptocurrency exchange HTX, has announced a strategic investment in Lombard to develop the Bitcoin restaking ecosystem. Lombard, a restaking protocol built on the Babylon staking protocol, aims to increase liquidity for Bitcoin by issuing LBTC, a liquid and yield-bearing representation of BTC. This will allow Bitcoin to be used as collateral on DeFi platforms without compromising security. Edward, managing partner at HTX Ventures, believes that Lombard's liquid restaking is the next revolution for the Bitcoin ecosystem, unlocking tremendous utility for Bitcoin holders. Lombard's co-founder, Jacob Phillips, is excited about the partnership with HTX Ventures to accelerate the growth of LBTC, making it accessible and supported by all chains and DeFi protocols. Catacorn is a new charity meme coin ready to start the memeing evolution. Catacorn, one of the first charity cryptocurrency coins, has been announced as the new memeing meme in the crypto world. Their ICO fair launch will take place on the PinkSail launchpad, leading the way in creating a philanthropic-centered cryptocurrency ecosystem. The founders believe in giving back to real communities and plan to host a significant airdrop to raise awareness and support animal shelters. The launch event will be televised, showcasing their commitment to charity causes. Catacorn's fair launch ensures transparency and inclusivity for all holders, with safety measures in place to protect investors. A portion of the token supply is locked for 2 years to demonstrate long-term commitment. Proceeds from a new NFT series will be donated to local rescues. Join the Catacorn community to be a part of their mission to make a difference in the world and the crypto community.
This Bitcoin miner is ready to expand with Q1 performance review. Romain Nouzareth, CEO and chairperson of Sato Technologies Corp., recently discussed the company's plans for expansion with Benzinga. Sato, a provider of efficient computing power, is considering adding data centers for high-performance computing, artificial intelligence, and Layer 2 solutions. The company just reported positive financial results for Q1 2024. Founded in 2017, Sato operates a data center focused on Bitcoin mining, but is exploring opportunities to broaden its services. This post contains sponsored content and is not investment advice. Forward-looking statements in this release highlight potential risks and uncertainties. For more information, contact Yuji Ajayi at +1-860-214-0809 or Yujia at orangegroupadvisors.com.
Bitmart launches Futures V2.0 system, offering enhanced performance and superior matching capabilities. Bitmart, a leading global digital asset trading platform, has announced the launch of its Futures V2.0 system, offering enhanced performance and superior matching capabilities. The new system brings significant updates aimed at providing a more robust and efficient trading environment. Key features include a 50% reduction in trading latency, improved liquidity for liquidity providers, and a 50-fold increase in core matching capabilities. Users are advised to gradually transfer assets to the Futures V2.0 system for trading, as the Futures V1.0 system will eventually be phased out. Copy trading and open API features will have separate launch schedules. For more details and a list of restricted countries, visit the official announcement page on Bitmart's website.
Wimix dominates number one spot in gaming, GameFi, play-to-earn, and Web3 categories on Certix cryptocurrency leaderboard. Wimix, a leading blockchain developer, has secured the top spot on Certix cryptocurrency leaderboard in gaming, GameFi, play-to-earn, and Web3 categories. This achievement highlights Wimix's commitment to security and innovation in decentralized gaming. GameFi combines blockchain and gaming for real-world value, while play-to-earn allows players to earn digital assets. Web3 focuses on decentralized protocols. Certix's leaderboard evaluates projects based on security, transparency, and reliability. Wimix's recent Brioche hard fork upgrade aims to strengthen network sustainability and growth. Wimix offers a user-centric ecosystem on the Wemix 3.0 blockchain, integrating tokenomics, NFTs, and community management for a dynamic gaming experience.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.